أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا اتسق لتركبن طبقا عن طبق فما لهم لا يؤمنون The ayats and verses before this, Allah تبارك وتعالى had categorically stated that man takes his pain and man strives, and whatever his endeavors be, man is going to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala categorized man into two categories, those who will get the book of deeds in the right hand, and those who will receive the book of deeds behind the back. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a few qasams, a few oaths, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ Qasam of the shafaq, that is the evening twilight. After the sun sets, then we find that the horizon becomes red, and then thereafter a whiteness also appears on the horizon. Now that period of time is known, or that light is known as shafaq, and hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the qasam of this shafaq after the sun sets, the twilight that appears on the horizon. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes that qasam. And then the second qasam Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّيْل and qasam of the night, وَمَا وَسَقَ and what the night envelops or what the night gathers. That thereafter we find there is twilight, after the redness, the little whiteness that would appear on the horizon, and then thereafter blackness appears, darkness appears. When that happens, then the night, the darkness envelops and enshrouds everything. There is nothing but will be enveloped and enshrouded by that darkness. Now when that darkness comes, then it also gathers things together. It is that time that farmers will make sure that the animals and the livestock are now brought all into the kraal, and everything is gathered and put together one side. People will make sure that the children are all now gathered within the shelters of their home. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this qasam, the fourth qasam Allah ta'ala takes, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقَ and qasam of the moon when it becomes full. Now we would see that one is the new moon, the hilal, and we will find that that is a very, very faint light that comes, and thereafter that light begins to broaden, and as it brightens, and as it brightens, it comes to the 14th moon, and here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes this qasam. So we find from dark, from light, there is darkness, and the darkness enshrouds. That qasam also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took in its phases. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the qasam of the moon that was faint and light, and then it becomes full. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that qasam. And then Allah ta'ala says with regards to insan, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ O insan, you will ascend stage after stage. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word لَتَرْكَبُنَّ and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that it is a certainty that man moves from one stage of life to another. We find that at the very initial stage of man's creation, a fetus in the womb, in different stages, that fetus begins to develop, and then a full baby is formed, and then that baby comes out into this world, and then from that little stage, a little weak child, that child develops strength, and then that becomes a fully formed human being, and then obviously the other side is also true, that from there, man will find that one situation and one condition after the other, weaknesses begin to set in, illnesses begin to set in, and the result is that man then moves towards old age. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes these qasams, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that you see a full day, a full daylight, and then you'll find that the sun sets, and when the sun sets, there is twilight, there is visibility, but the visibility becomes poorer and poorer, and the result is darkness does come in. On the other hand, you will find a very faint light of the moon, And then that light of the moon begins to develop, and then it comes to the 14th moon, and then again you will find that that light of the moon begins to diminish, and such is the life of insan, one stage after the other. Some commentators have also expressed another aspect of it, not only the stages of our lives, but the conditions in this world, that sometimes a person may experience poverty, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants the person barakah, and that person becomes wealthy once again. Sometimes a person experiences good health, and then thereafter that person's health begins to diminish, and that person becomes ill and sick. So there is always a change of condition insofar as insan is concerned. Now by taking these qasams, these oaths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that we are prone to these changes from our very birth till the time we leave this world. So, ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi, that whatever the stage of your life be, there is a strive and there is an endeavor, and most certainly the end is going to come, and you are going to face Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You are going to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no end with the end of this life. That is a continuation in the hereafter. فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. After all this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala questions man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and what has happened to insan in the general sense? لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. He has not believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He has not believed in the message of Allah, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. He has not believed in akhirat, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken about so often in the Quran. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has spoken. And then last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ. And when the Quran is recited upon him, then he does not bow down to Allah. He does not submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is an ayah of sajda, so we would have to make this sajda. But importantly, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu recited this surah in his salat, in his Isha salat. And then he performed the sajda itilawat. And then somebody questioned Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu about the sajda. And he said that this is how I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam recite, that when he came here, he made the sajda itilawat. And that is why we will make the sajda itilawat. But insofar as the ayat is concerned, the important aspect is this, that we need to submit and bow down to the Quran, to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.